Can you please turn that off? We're trying to record a podcast here. I wasn't sure if you were aware.
I'm sorry, young Gerald.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen?
What is up, ladies and gentlemen?
God, here we go. Welcome to the first ever Bear the Grind live podcast. I am joined here with my very special guest, Nathaniel Pedersen.
Hi, guys.
I'm debating if he should be a co-host or just a special guest. Like, not too sure if he's worthy yet, so we're just going to talk into the mic for a little bit, and we're going to figure it out today.
Yeah.
I'm also lethally sick. Sorry.
The kid's dying, I know.
Yeah, alright, wait. So, now that we got this started, we need... The goal for today is I want to have a foundation. We got to set up what we're going to do on the podcast. We got to have a theme for it. I am chopping my hands as I'm talking. You guys know the hand signals. So, right now, I'm trying to think. So, the main thing right now is that, Nate, you can't swear. Well, like, as long as it's not, like, a really bad word. Like, you could say, like, some kind of naughty words, but, like, watch yourself. And don't make me cut stuff, because if I have to cut stuff, it's just so much work while it's editing, so.
And you just said it was going to be live.
Oh, did I say it was live?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We're not live. We are streaming on YouTube right now. I'm going to figure out how to get on Spotify. The podcast app on the Apple iTunes store. You can just download it, search up. You'll figure that out by the end of this because we'll have a name, but yeah.
Wait, you said we're streaming. That means we're live.
Worked. No, streaming services. That's like audio.
Oh,
it's like music when you're like, yo, go stream my new hit on SoundCloud.
True. But, like, if you say Ninja Streaming right now, that means he's, like, live.
It means you're live streaming. Yeah. Speaking of Ninja Streaming, Fortnite. Fortnite gameplay. We need thoughts on that, Nathan.
It's a thing. It's happening. Coming to Jay McKenna's YouTube channel. Maybe next week. I have no idea when it's coming, but he just got a little USB thing for it, so. It's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm not going to be live streaming, but I'm going to be, like, recording me playing and then figuring out a way to post it on the internet for people to watch it, and it will be a overall fantastic experience.
I do got to say, he's gotten way better. He used to be trash.
Get out of here. Dude, we were playing today, and I was, like, absolutely pooping on everyone in Fortnite Battle Royale.
No.
No? No, you don't agree with me.
You weren't pooping on me. Maybe everybody else.
Yeah, because you're on the same team in Playgrounds, and we're running duos.
No.
Like, how am I supposed to
kill?
Still better than him. Oh, really? Should we 1v1 about this?
Yeah.
Yo, want a 1v1 fist fight right now?
Like, tonight.
Oh,
and you can post it.
Ooh, wait, that'd actually be a really good Fortnite video. 1v1, Jer Bear versus Nathan, because Nathan's, like, kind of... He was wicked good, and then he fell off because, like, he
stopped playing.
Yeah, he was like... I have a girlfriend. I'm so much cooler than Fortnite. And then I got wicked good because, you know, like, I sit in my room every night, every Friday night. But today's a Saturday night. We're still in my room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's points that I want to say right now, but I can't say them on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. PG-13, baby. That's how we do it. I can body Nate and he can't say anything back because he's not mature.
No, not even that. It's just like...
Oh, it's just...
It's just things I don't want...
You don't want to be on the public...
You want your family members to know, and your fans to know.
Do I do anything bad?
No, it's about me. It's just weird.
Oh, okay.
It's weird if I were to talk about it on video, on camera, on tune.
Coming into a confession video soon. Nathan Pedersen. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do a podcast when I can't even speak English.
Yeah, that's going to be a little difficult.
It's like... What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. No, sorry, hold on. What is up, guys? What is up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. If you guys don't know, me and Nader, we're diehard Cody Ko fans.
Cody Ko.
To go up here, like, if you are watching this video, people are probably just sitting there listening. If you are watching this video, you see my white jumpsuit right now, and you're like, wow, this kid is really living his full life out here. In his own merch, full white birthday jumpsuit, dab on the haters, hashtag savage.
Huh, gay.
Yo, We're PG-13. You can't be saying words. I can't say that. I'm kidding. You just
hopefully,
don't.
Hopefully, you don't have.
Just don't offend it. Yeah, don't offend any of my viewers.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you can't. All right. That's fine. As long as you don't offend my viewers. If you offend my viewers, then we're crossing the line.
Now I gotta clear myself up. There's nothing wrong with being. I'm not sure how they like to be called. Like, I'm not sure. It's fine to be gay.
A part of the LGBTQ community. LGBTQ plus. I'm a supporter.
Yeah.
Ah.
LGBTQ plus. I don't know what it's called.
That's one of those memes where it's like your last four brain cells trying to pronounce letters. Seven.
Well, dude, I'm trying to become a SoundCloud rapper, so.
Oh, this was another topic I wanted to talk about. So, Nathan Peterson came up to me the other day. He goes, yo, I'm working on something new. And I'm like, oh, like, what are you doing? Because, like, you know, I'm pretty entrepreneurial myself. I do a lot. And, I was like, Nate's actually going to do something besides nothing. And
wow.
He comes out and he's like, yo, I might start SoundCloud rapping. And at first I was like, oh, that's awesome. Because you know how that's, like, your immediate response. But then, like, as I thought about it, I was like, oh, like, this is kind of disgusting. No, I was just kidding.
No, it's gonna be so bad. It's gonna be like my vlog. I'm gonna come out with like one song.
Why do you like? You can't even. You're like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna be a SoundCloud rapper, but I'm probably only gonna end up posting one song.
Well, no, I'm not gonna take it seriously.
Well, like, what do you mean by take it seriously?
Like I'm not gonna try to go like.
Oh wow! Well, yeah, obviously not. I don't even try to do that with my YouTube channel.
That was awkward.
Oh yeah, Nate was giving me his lyrics and
I have two lines so far.
Ooh, I'ma flex on you. What's the other one?
My Bentley is a coupe. Yeah.
Nate doesn't have a Bentley and does not have a coupe either. He has a 4-door Subaru.
Hey, it's dope though.
It honestly is. Also, can you drive me somewhere tonight? I have like 20 miles on my tank and I don't feel like going to pay for gas.
Of course.
Alright, I just like have this full setup here and you realize where all my money went, right?
Fortnite.
Maybe so. So, another topic of discussion. What do we want? Oh, yeah, we need to figure out a general, like, what is this? So, I'll give you a couple examples. So, let's see, what podcast do I listen to? There's, you know David Dobrik, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he has a podcast with Jason Nash, you know, like, the old dude in his vlogs?
Yeah.
They have a podcast they like co-hosted together and it's called Views and they just talk about funny stuff that's happened like while filming their vlogs, like at parties and stuff like that. That's more of a general one. Then Casey Neistat has one with his wife and it's like, what is it? Do you know what it is?
It's like marriage.
Couples therapy. Stuff. That's what it's called. Yeah, theirs is like blowing up. They're both nominated for Streamies, I think, or Shorties or whatever they are. Yeah, David and Casey for best podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant like Casey and his wife are. I was like,
Well, yeah, they both are because they co-hosted. But yeah, Casey's nominated for 5. He has the most out of anyone, I'm pretty sure. Emma Chamberlain's is 2nd, I think, with 4. And the rest are like, there's like a couple of people at like 4 or 3 or something.
I'm sorry, but I hate her vlogs.
Dude, I think they're funny. I personally, I can relate with what the hashtag T is sis. Dab.
No, I don't know what it is. But, like, she pisses me off.
Which doesn't really appeal to, like, our audience. Like, we're 16-year-old...
17-year-old
males. You know, I remember being 16, like, it was just yesterday.
It was just
yesterday.
I mean, I've been 17 for...
8 days.
8 days now.
You're 8 days older than me. Do you feel, like, big or something?
I mean...
But yeah. You're on video.
They don't know what that means.
Apologize to the viewers. Apologize. That was disrespectful.
I'm sorry, viewers.
Look at the camera, because no one else listening saw that.
I'm sorry, viewers.
Was that sarcastic?
No.
You know what? Nate's not going to be my co-host. I'm going to find a new one. You know, you're kicked out. You're gone. You're getting the boot.
Who else is going to want to co-host with you?
I don't know, dude. I need to figure out how to pay someone else to hang out with me.
I can see Kirsch doing it.
Kirsch, MCM Kirsch, hit me up, bro. Join the podcast. I would love to feature you on one. If
MCM
anyone else,
Kirsch, if you try to take my spot, you are going down the drain.
Kirsch, I got you, bro. We can film. You know what? Why don't we have auditions? Why isn't this like Jer Bear's podcast auditions? And every week, someone new comes in, and we sit down and talk, and whoever has the most interesting conversation wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was kind of a bad idea. That then the podcast would be about what to make the podcast about, and that's what today's is.
Every single week.
Yeah, and this is only like one. This is a one and done, and then we're going on to funny. No, not funny. Never mind. We're going on to interesting, partially subpar, not really entertaining. I'm wasting your time type of content. And I hope you guys enjoy it, because it comes straight from the heart.
Honestly, I like the sound of David Dobrik's podcast. Those sound so funny. I need to start listening to them. Does he do visual, too?
No, it's just audio. But someone posted, I don't know if he posted or if they have a separate channel or if it's a fan account, but someone posted on YouTube, and then, you know how, like, do you know how your phone has, like, a couple apps built in?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the podcast app. If you look up views, it will come up. You're welcome, David Dobrik, for that free plug. That was a 30-second advertisement, by the way. Hashtag ad. Dude, in their podcast, once they had, like, 5 ads, they were, like, flexing how many ads they had. Like, they're mid-conversation, and they're talking about something, and David's like, oh, that reminds me of when I went to that sports game. Speaking of sports game, SeatGeek is a great website, and, like, they just go, like, off and start, like, you can tell, like, they're reading off, like, a script of what they have from advertisements, and it's like, use code something for 30% off. I repeat, dude.
They probably have to say that.
They probably get so much money.
5 ads a podcast? How long are they?
30 seconds usually to a minute. Depends on how much
the
they
podcast?
Pay. Oh no, the podcast are, that's the ads. The podcasts are like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
They usually end it at 40. But dude, it's so funny. They have their friend Joe edits them and I think uploads them too. Like, he does all the work for them. In exchange for a 20-second like cut in to the podcast. During the podcast, they just cut in his voice and he just like talks. The first one, he's like, all right, we set the timer, here we go. And he's like, starts talking about himself, and he's like, all right, I'll see you guys next episode. And like, right as he's finishing that, David just cuts him. Actually, no, I think he had to cut himself out, because he edits it.
Yeah. Bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I just rambled. Oh yeah, I need the fan slots, too. If this video gets more than 3 views, I'm expecting 1 comment, and... No, Logan, the comment can't be... Logan doesn't watch my stuff. Nathan, the comment can't be you either, alright? We need to figure out what you guys like about the podcast, what you want to see about the podcast. If you want Nate kicked off the podcast, comment down below. If you don't want Nate kicked off the podcast, dislike the video because you're not going to like the rest of them.
Kirsch, I'm watching you.
If anyone doesn't know, MCM Kirsch is, like, my homie. He was, like... He started watching me, like, day one when I started vlogging. And then, yeah, we just became... boys over the internet, but he also lives in the same town as me, so homies. The
internet relationships.
Nate's throwing up the rock on like thing, but if you're not watching this, you can't see him.
Hashtag Tyreekill, hashtag peace sign, hashtag cheetah.
Dude, no one knows what you're talking about. Like, this is just inside jokes. Nate has Tyreekill in fantasy, and there's a picture of Tyreekill doing a peace sign, and Nate always reenacts it because he has. The best football player in the league. Here, I'll bring it up to the camera.
That's my...
Keep talking.
Boy, that's my boy right there, yeah.
Yeah. You just gotta say... He's got a Snapchat from his girlfriend. Get the whips out, boys. Nate's like, crap, Snapchat from my girlfriend. She wants to hang out in Canada. I'm taking the next flight!
Runs away. Half your viewers won't even know what whoosh means.
It means he's whipped, dude.
Well, obviously now they know.
He's in chains.
I'm not. This is going to have to be a podcast conversation.
I see Nate walking around in the hallway, and like I'm like, why is he like being dragged across the floor? And it's his girlfriend just dragging him. I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
No, Nate is not in the slightest bit whipped, but I just make jokes about it. Whoosh. How you feeling?
Oh, the Celtics are on. I gotta go.
Hey, this is, I need you for another like, I don't know, like 5-10 minutes maybe. We're at 15 minutes right now ish. So.
What? Jesus. What are your more.
I like to hear in English.
What are your plans for the, we have to figure out a name for this.
What? Dude, you have to be English, but yes. What are my plans for this podcast? What do I plan on naming it?
Yeah.
Let's call it Friendship Struggles. Two good friends who have a really good time, and one of them's ugly, and the other one's wearing an all-white jumpsuit. I'm wearing the all-white jumpsuit, if you're wondering. Nah, seriously, though, what should we call it? If we could call it... Oh, that was so scary.
Yeah, I don't know why yours falls. Yours has fallen 3 times.
Yeah, I need to tighten it. My pop filter for my microphone keeps falling, and it's the scariest thing ever. I think that the whole mic's going down.
What does a pop filter even do?
It's when you say words like S and like T and like... And you like, you know how you kind of spit when you say some words? Mm-hmm. If you say that too close to the mic, it'll be like, oh. So, this covers the.
Nice.
So, like. Yeah, it's like, aha. What should we name the podcast? Give me some ideas. What's flowing off the head?
Swaves.
We need an explanation.
Instead of views, it's. Swaves.
I don't even know what that... Views?
Yeah, what is it? David's. Swaves is backwards.
You are, dude. That's... No, that wouldn't you, it would be S-W-I-E-V. It would be like, Sweeves. Like, I-E. What does I-E sound make? I don't know. I don't belong
it
in
makes
high
school.
E. Yeah, so it'd be like,
peace,
sweet.
Isn't peace P-I-E? Like a piece of
yes
something.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking about the peace sign. I was about to smack you, but yes it is. Yeah, so it would be like an E, but I before E except after C, but then
that's a thing,
but then wait and neighbor and dude, I don't know what I'm saying. so you gotta talk now. Oh, speaking of Kirsch just commented on, or actually no, it was 11 minutes ago, he commented on my video first, damn bro, the podcast setup is dope. I'm going to reply to you right now, Kirsch. Actually, Kirsch probably isn't even listening to this. This has been 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Kirsch, if you listen this long, I need a comment down below that you've listened this far, and I will just give you all... You can just have this set up, dude. If someone listened this long through all this torture, respect.
I'm going to watch this whole thing so I can have the whole setup.
I hate you. Okay, thanks, bro. Answering his comment, comma.
I'm gonna flex on you.
What else was I gonna say? Oh, we're talking about you in the first podcast right now! ! Now I feel like a stalker. That's so sketchy. Hey, I'm talking about you on my podcast right now.
Is that Aiden Smith?
Yeah, because it's in my new video. Have you not watched it?
Oh, dude.
It came out 11 minutes ago. Where you at?
Do you know what half your podcast should be about?
What?
Music.
Music? I'm down to talk about music. I'm actually, if you guys don't know, I listen to a lot of music. You can add me on Spotify. Just look up, this is colon J. Actually, just look up Jared Space McKenna, and something about me should come up. I have Spotify. A lot of playlists. Yo, I know my music, bro. Dude, you can't even shirt me for using Spotify, because you steal every single song I play in front of
Apple
you.
Apple Music, boys.
I'm sitting there on Spotify, minding my own business, playing my music, and all of a sudden, I hang out with Nate the next day, and he's playing all the music from my playlist. He's literally just playing
hold
my
up,
playlist.
Hold up. I have only got Khalid and one other song from Jared. And Khalid, I haven't even added, and I haven't added a single song from that album since Jared told me about it. I added four songs before he told me about the whole album, because I only listened to like four songs before that. And so, the other song was
no, that's cool.
Super Duper Kyle, by Kyle and Made in Tokyo. But we all listened to that in the car at the same time.
After the Newbury Report. Because one person in the car goes, yo, can I have a request to put on a song? It just came out, I want to listen to it. Everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, put on Super Duper Kyle. And they're like, well, what's the name of the song? I was like, Super Duper Kyle. And then they were like, alright, so they put it on. And I was like, yeah, I gave everyone the song. I take full credit. I'm a savage. #dad.
No, but we all heard it at the same time, so technically it didn't steal from me.
If anyone adds a song to their playlist from Logic's album, they stole it from me, because I listened to it before I listened to Lil Wayne's album, so.
Lil Wayne's album was far superior. That's facts.
Have you not heard the song? Oh, wait. Hold on. Ready?
I listened to both albums in entirety. Lil Wayne's album was better.
Yeah, I didn't listen to I didn't listen to that album. But I did listen to this. Ready? I'm gonna show Logic rapping way too unhealthily fast.
I remember this.
This is unhealthy. Like, very unhealthy. Coming up. Sorry. I don't want to cut this. Yeah. This is unhealthy. You can't say anything like this. That's unhealthy. That's not human. He's superhuman. Lil Wayne is just Lil Wayne. He's average.
Lil Wayne's album 100% is better than Logic's. Logic's and Lil Wayne's legacy in the rap in the rap industry will be better than Logic's when Logic is finished.
First of all, I have two things to say. First of all, we'll see about that. Second of all, this isn't a bad topic. We just fight about stuff on a podcast. Mm-hmm. We just start fighting. Like, who's better at Fortnite?
Me.
Who has the better music? What if we just talk about controversial stuff and just fight over it? But it can't be politics, because I don't know anything about politics. Which is kind of embarrassing, but, like, at the same time, like, I can't follow it. It's so boring.
I'm Trump a high school dog.
Yeah, Trump tweets out, and everyone's like, you see what Trump tweeted? He's so stupid. And I'm like, dude, it's just the same thing every day. Yeah. Like, I can't put up with it. I just unfollowed him.
And, the thing is, in terms of music, you can't really, like, say someone's music's trash. Because everybody has different tastes in music. Although country music is just awful.
Disgusting. Nate's girlfriend listens to country music. And sorry, Nate's girlfriend, if you're watching this, I don't want to say your name because I don't know if Nate's comfortable with that.
You already showed her.
Yeah, she's been a vlog.
Nate's girlfriend. He's just zooming.
I didn't do that. Yeah. So Nate's kind of like, he's my slave. So basically, in all my videos, I can do whatever I want with him. I can tell him what to do. All my friends went to the movies tonight, and instead of Nate going there, I made him come here and record a podcast with me. None of this is true. Nate's making very sarcastic faces.
I had no intentions on going into that movie anyway.
Yeah, I know. I texted him. I was
what
like,
"What did they even go see?"
Venom. It's the Eminem has a song on it. That's all I know, and I know it's like a super villain movie.
Oh, that would have been dope.
It would have been hashtag Litsky.
I'm trying to go hit up Panera though.
Do you want him? All right, everybody, that's going to wrap up today's podcast. Actually, it's like 23 minutes and like 12 seconds. Don't worry, guys. The rest of this stuff will be going in my vlog coming out next Saturday. Well, actually, I don't know when I'm going to post this. It's coming out Saturday the 13th, so unlucky day, but very beautiful podcast / I'm so stupid. The video is coming out. So hope you guys enjoyed. Like, comment, subscribe, and all that stuff. Actually, this isn't YouTube. Maybe it is. It depends on when you're watching it. But stay tuned for the next podcast. I'll let you guys know when it's coming out, either through my YouTube or my Instagram. So go follow me at @_JaredMcKenna. YouTube, Jared_McKenna. That's JaredMckenna. And we're going to cut it now so Nate can't plug himself. Just kidding. Bye.
Nate P. out. Peace.
You don't want to plug yourself?
Nate G. Peterson on Instagram. Go sauce the follow.
Peace!